ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య ఇస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవిందు భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయ. విభుడి సంస్థాపక ఆచార్య ఇస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవిందు భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయ. గౌరభక్త వృందకి జయ. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్. All glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 11th క్యాంటో టెక్స్ చాప్టర్ 21 టెక్స్ 32. రాజసత్వస్తమో నిష్ఠా రాజసత్వతమోజుషా ఉపాసతే ఇంద్రముఖాయాన్ దేవాదిన్నా యథైవ మాం. రాజసత్వతమో నిష్ఠా రాజసత్వతమోజుషః ఉపాసతే ఇంద్రముఖయాన్ దేవాదిన్న యథైవ మాం. రాజసత్వతమో నిష్ఠా రాజసత్వతమోజుషా ఉపాసత ఇంద్రియాముకయాన్ దేవాదిన్న యథైవ మాం. రాజసత్వతమోనిష్ఠా రాజసత్వతమోజుషా ఉపాసత ఇంద్రముఖయాన్ దేవాదిన్నాయథైవ మాం. రాజసత్వతమో నిష్ఠా రాజసత్వతమోజుషా ఉపాసత ఇంద్రియముఖయాన్ దేవాదిన్నాం యథైవ మాం. మాతాజీ రాజసత్వతమో నిష్ఠా రాజసత్వతమోజుషా ఉపాసత ఇంద్రియముఖయాన్ దేవాదిన్నా యథైవ మాం. వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. Raja, in the mode of passion. Sattva, goodness. Tama, or ignorance. Nishtha, established. Raja, passion. Sattva, goodness. Tama, or ignorance. Jushaha, who manifest. Upasate, they worship. Indramukayan, headed by Lord Indra, Deva Adin, the demigods and the other deities. Na, but, Yataha, even, Yatha Eva, in the proper way, Mam, me. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Those established in material passion, goodness and ignorance worship the particular demigod and other deities headed by Indra, who manifest the same modes of passion, goodness and ignorance. They fail, however, to properly worship me. Purport. Although the demigods are part and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, demigod worship fosters the false idea that the demigods exist apart from the Supreme Lord. Such worship is avidhi purvakam, or an improper approach to the Absolute Truth. Srila Madhvacharya quotes from the Hari Vamsa that among those primarily in the mode of ignorance, there are sometimes manifestation of passion and goodness. Ignorant persons possessing a tendency towards goodness may go to hell, but are also allowed a little heavenly pleasure. But it can be seen that a man suffering in miserable financial or political condition sometimes enjoys the company of a beautiful wife, though his general condition is hellish. Those in ignorance mixed slightly with passion simply go to hell, and those purely in the mode of ignorance glide down to the darkest region of hell. Those devoid of devotion to the Supreme Lord are in the ignorance in these three categories. Sometimes persons situated in the mode of goodness accept the supremacy of the Supreme Lord, but are more attracted to the demigods, believing that through Vedic rituals they can achieve the same standard of living as the demigod. This proud tendency is certainly an obstacle in the loving service of the Supreme Lord and ultimately causes fall down. Om Agyanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalitanvitam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantha Radha Kantha Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kriba Sindhu Bhya Evacha Paditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I seek for blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that we can speak something on this purport of Bhagavatam, Canto 11, text, chapter 21, text 32. Actually, these are the instructions. There is a conversation between Uddhav and Lord Krishna. So then here they are speaking of the gunas, the rajogun, tamogun, and sattvagun. Yesterday it was wealth, how wealth can be used. Before that it was food, how food can be purified. Yesterday there was how wealth can be purified, and today it is how the modes of nature and how a human being can be purified and achieve the highest perfection. There is no point in arguing that a materialist can be happy. Materialist men or in this material world we can be happy. No material creature from Lord Brahma to the insignificant ant has achieved happiness in this material creation, independent of Krishna or independent of God. Everyone tries to make a permanent plan for happiness. All of us have gone through it. Everybody wants to be happy. And we are making some permanent plan here in this material world. But everyone is baffled by the laws of the material nature. Everybody is baffled. Therefore, this materialistic world is called the darkest region of God's creation. Somehow everything looks very beautiful, but in the scriptures it is said this is the darkest region of God's creation. Yet the unhappy materialist can get out of this place. We don't desire to get out, but we can get out of this place just simply by desiring to get out. It is very simple. Just to desire to get out of this place, you can get out of this miserable condition. Therefore, this example of given, but unfortunately we are foolishly attached to this whatever phantasmagory of this material world, and we don't desire to get out. We feel that we will find happiness here. So we struggle throughout our existence to find happiness here. There is this thing, one Goswami say that you hug a tree and you tell the tree, please leave me. It is not possible. You have to leave the tree and then you will be free. Similarly, we are in this material world and we are telling, I want to get detached. You can't get detached in that. It is not that simple. Like a camel, it whenever it sees a thorny bush or a thorns, it goes and chews on it. And it finds it very tasty. But actually that thorn pierces the tongue of the camel, and the camel is tasting its own blood, which it thinks it is sweet. Similarly, we in this material world, materialistic, we are tasting our own blood. We are tasting our blown blood and we are finding it as sweet as honey. That is the problem. Out of hundreds and thousands of such birth, such materialistic life, only a few feel tired of this material lifestyle and they pursue or desire to get out of this labyrinth, of this complicated network of attachment. So it is said, Bhavanam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate. After many, many lifetimes, an intelligent person tries to understand what is this material world and how to get out of this material world. So Vedanta Sutra is directed for such jnanis. But Srila Vyasadeva, being the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, he realized that this pursuit, he foresees that people will misuse this Vedanta Sutra for their own sense gratification. So that's why he personally supplemented the Vedanta Sutra with Brahma Sutra. విత్ భాగవత పురాణ. దిస్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర విత్ భాగవత పురాణ. ఇట్ ఈస్ క్లియర్లీ సెడ్ దాట్ దిస్ భాగవతం ఈస్ ద ఒరిజినల్ కమెంటరీ ఆఫ్ ద బ్రహ్మసూత్ర. శ్రీల వ్యాసదేవ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ ద భాగవతం టు హిస్ ఓన్ సన్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి. అండ్ యాక్చువల్లీ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి వాజ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఆన్ అ లిబరేటెడ్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సెండెన్స్, బట్ స్టిల్ వ్యాసదేవ్ నరేటెడ్ ఇట్ దిస్ భాగవతం టు హిస్ సన్. అండ్ సి సన్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి రియలైజ్డ్ ఇట్. He not just blindly accepted it. He realized it and then he personally realized this and then he explained it to everyone. So by the mercy of Sukhdev Goswami, we have got this Bhagavatam today and we can study. It is available for all sincere souls who want to get out of this material existence. So there are these Suta Goswamis. They are asking 6 questions to Shaunakadi Rishis are asking these 6 questions to Suta Goswami, and the Bhagavatam is reply of Suta Goswami to all these 6 questions. And the first question is, which is very relevant. Of course, all the 6 questions are relevant. We cannot address 6 questions now. So we'll address this one question, which says, what have you ascertained to be absolute and ultimate good for all people? It is not good for only devotees, or it is good for all people. All people in this material existence, it is good for all of them. So Suta Goswami answers it in a very simple way. He says, Savai Pumsa Parodharmo Yato Bhakti Radokshajaha. The supreme Ahaituki Apratiyata Yayatma Suprasidate. The supreme occupation or dharma for all living entity is Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje. Adokshaje is to engage in loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to Adokshaja. What will happen with that? With such devotional service, and how the service should be? The service should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. It is not that today I do service and tomorrow I am doing something else. So it is unmotivated. It should be unmotivated. There should be no personal motivation in engaging in service of the Lord. And it should be uninterrupted. So what will happen with that? Then there will be complete satisfaction of the self. Just by doing this service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you will achieve complete satisfaction of the self. Everybody is looking out for satisfaction. Everybody is looking out for happiness. But we don't know where to look for happiness. That is the whole problem. By performing paradharma, the topmost activities of pure devotional service to Krishna, everyone will become happy. Everyone will become self-satisfied. If you wish to fully satisfy our hearts, however, our service must be continuously performed. It is, of course, even if you do it once, you will find happiness. But if you continuously perform, you will be happy continuously. Thus, a pure devotee places his topmost priority is to just please Krishna. And pleasing Krishna is the center of his life. All his focus is on just pleasing Krishna. Actually, even we are aware that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we don't know how to engage ourselves in pleasing the Supreme Lord. That is this pastime. There is one story that comes in the Bhagavatam where Ashwatthama, at the end of the war, Ashwatthama in the night comes and attacks all the children of Pandavas. And all the 5 sons of Draupadi are killed in the sleep. Draupadi is completely grief-stricken by this. Of course, it is obvious. For a mother, nothing is more dear to her than her own children. And Arjuna, being a Kshatriya, vows that to pacify Draupadi, he says, I will get you the head of Ashwatthama. But whatever is lost is lost. Ashwatthama's head will not give her what she's lost. But for Kshatriyas, it is this thing that I will revenge this death. So when Arjuna becomes furious in that mood of revenge, when a kshatriya is furious, it is not like that, you know, like in our day-to-day life we see, you know, we are in the train, kya dekh raha hai be? So it is not that kind of anger or this thing. And when your station comes, you quietly get down and you forget what happened in the train. But this Arjuna being furious is not like that. When a kshatriya becomes furious, he becomes very ferocious. So the opposite person, if he is not of the equal caliber, he is petrified. So Ashwatthama is petrified seeing Arjuna's furious anger. And he flees from the battlefield. He runs away from the battlefield. And Arjuna chases him. Arjuna follows him. When Arjuna follows him, he is left with no alternative. He has this power of invoking Brahmastra. Ashwatthama had this power. Brahmastra is destructive. It can destroy the whole creation. But there is a rule in combat, in a battlefield. If you are not able to control the Astra, if you don't know to call back the Astra, you are not supposed to release it. So Ashwatthama didn't know how to call it back. But because he was completely petrified, normally it happens, na? When we are completely scared and petrified, we don't know what we are bewildered in two situations. Once when we are in anger, dhayato vishaya apumsan, when you are focused on sense objects, dhayato vishaya apumsan, sangaste shupajayate. Then you associate with that object of sense gratification. Dhayato vishayan pumpan, sangas teshupajayate, sangat sanjayate kama. Then lust develops. When lust is not fulfilled, anger arises. Dhayato vishayan pumsan, sangas teshupajayate, sangat sanjayate kamat, kamat krodho bijayate, krodat smiti vibrama, smiti brahmshat buddhi nasho. When intelligence is lost, the man is fallen. Buddhi nasho pranashyati. The man is completely fallen. So two things happen. When you are angry, you completely lose your intelligence and you do unwanted things. Or you speak unwanted things, which can never be taken back. And second is when you are fearful. So Ashwatthama is completely fearful and he releases that astra. But he cannot call it back. And Krishna and Arjuna knows. Arjuna knows this astra will be the cause of destruction. So this is a sign of a devotee. When he sees that this astra is going to call disaster and it is danger for the whole creation, what does a devotee do? Of course, he is very capable. It's not that he is not capable. But when a devotee with all his qualities and all his power, whenever he is in danger, he helplessly calls out. He takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He helplessly calls out for Krishna. And Krishna is his chariot driver. For us, Krishna is his chariot driver. And Arjuna helplessly calls out, Krishna Krishna Mahabaho, Bhakta Naam Abhayankara. Now he is telling, O Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, O the Almighty, All-Powerful Krishna, Krishna Krishna Mahabaho, Bhakta Naam Abhayankara. Huh? So he says, therefore, because you are Almighty, you are competent to instill fearlessness in the heart of your devotees. Now this is very important. Fearlessness in the heart of your devotees. Now fear and its accompanying need to defend are the core principles of governing this material life or in this material world. There is fear and what accompanying needs to defend this. Everybody is fearful and afraid here. And everybody is insecure. Everybody is looking for some security. So Arjuna then further continues. He says, why Krishna? Why only Krishna can instill fearlessness in you? So he says that because he is the original personality of Godhead, he expands himself in all this creation and is transcendental to material energy. During Janmashtami, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj very nicely spoke on Govardhan Leela when Indra lifted the Govardhan hill to protect all his devotees, all the Brajavasis. And he spoke of the Brahma Vimohan Leela, where Brahma takes away all the calves and Krishna again manifests all the calves and the coward boys as it is self-manifested. And Brahma is completely bewildered. Even Indra is completely bewildered when he sees Krishna lifting the Govardhan hill for 7 days and seven nights. So His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj mentioned that actually it was Indra and Brahma, they are not ordinary people, they are very powerful people. Srila Prabhupada says in one of his lectures that they are godly people. They are as good as God. They are not ordinary people. They are not ordinary human beings. They are very powerful. But by seeing Krishna's leela, Krishna's pastimes, even these demigods are bewildered. So Radhanath Maharaj mentioned, actually it was Brahma and Indra who actually went and prayed to the Lord that my Lord please appear, because Bhumi Devi is in difficulty, Mother Earth is in difficulty, to protect her, you please appear. But when they saw the pastimes of the Lord, during the pastime even they got bewildered by seeing the fantastic, unbelievable pastimes of the Lord. So similarly, Krishna is more powerful than illusion. Krishna cannot be illusion. Others, everybody, from a small ant to Lord Brahma, everybody can be in illusion. But Krishna is never illusioned. Krishna is above illusion. He is the ultimate cause of all and resides eternally and fully in the spiritual realm. He is always in the spiritual realm. He is never contaminated by the three modes of material nature or the material nature itself. He is never bewildered. He is always in that Golok Vrindavan Dham, fully in the spiritual realm. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. His Vigraha is Sachit Ananda, full of eternity, bliss and knowledge. Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda. He was always there. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. So in this chapter it is said that those established in the material passion, goodness and ignorance worship the particular demigods and other deities headed by Indra. Now ultimately one cannot avoid the infection of illusion through any process except Krishna consciousness. The three modes of material nature perpetually interact. Sometimes we are in the mode of ignorance, sometimes we are in the mode of passion, sometimes we are in the mode of goodness. It happens. Now we are doing deity worship, all of us. When we are into the altar doing deity worship, we are completely in the mode of goodness. We are sitting here and speaking about Bhagavatam, studying Bhagavatam, we are in the mode of goodness. And then we have to go outside and you are driving. Driving, you can't be in the mode of goodness. There is so much passion around. And when you are doing business, we can be in the mode of goodness. It's not that we can't be, but normally it is engaged with people and money, and there has to be passion. Because there is passion, there is development in this creation, in this material world. But here Bhagavatam allows, Garuda Purana it is said, Om apavitro pavitro va sarva avastam gatopiha yasmaret pundari kaksha sabayantare suchi. It says, whether you are pure or impure, sarva avastam gatopiva, all this state of consciousness, externally or internally, yasmaret pundari kaksha, when you remember, smaret pundari kaksha, the lotus eyed supreme personality of Godhead, you are purified from within and from without, internally and externally. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he said, you chant the holy name of the Lord, it will purify you from all your contaminations. Said just this 16 letter word, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, will free you from all this material contamination and you will be happy. Srila Prabhupada was in the Western world when he was preaching. I was amazed to hear that. He wrote 10,000 letters in communication
with his disciples. Today for us to write even one letter is impossible. WhatsApp we can sit and type, but letter we can't write. But Prabhupada wrote 10,000 letters. That was his compassionate nature when he saw the humanity. He just wanted to uplift suffering humanity. When he went to the Western world, he saw that everybody was intoxicated, and so his concern was, why are you intoxicated? Why do you all take this intoxication? So they said, it helps us. We feel high. It feels nice when you go high. So Prabhupada said, I will give you something that you will stay high forever. So they said, what? So Buddha, you just engage your mind and senses in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Ek baar ye hari naam ka nasha agar chad gaya, to ye duniya ka nasha bahut kam padega. So he said, once you get this intoxication of chanting the holy name of the Lord, because the name of the Lord is not different than the Lord himself. So when you chant the name of the Lord personally appears within your tongue. So when you are in association of the Lord, you are always blissful. So here it is speaking of these modes of, you know, a person is completely miserable, but still he will get association of, for a moment he can go to a heavenly kingdom, and all that is mentioned in the purport. Actually, demigods are universal controllers. They are residents of the higher planets. Demons are pious living beings who don't follow the norms or the rules of the scriptures, or follow God willingly, or follow the instructions of the Lord. And devas are demigods, the godly persons. They are, Prabhupada says in another lecture, they are as good as God. They are like God. They are not less than God. Devamrit Maharaj was once in New Zealand. New Zealand, there is this one very beautiful place where people come for river rafting, you know, river rafting, you know. There are these boats, and you have these rivers that flows. And when the water flows, the river flows into a narrower and narrower stream. When it comes to a narrower and narrower stream, it becomes faster. The water flow becomes faster. So these boat riders, these river rafters, the boat rafters, you have in Rishikesh also. When you do that, they maneuver in that water. And then that water goes and it falls down. It is a pit. There is a waterfall. It looks very beautiful, but it's very dangerous. If you fall into it, you will die. But there is a huge crowd, this big audience, who come and cheer you and applaud you and, you know, encourage you. So they maneuver around that, you know, and they try to negotiate through that water, and there are some rocks and boulders, and, you know, it looks very nice, it looks very attractive. But beyond that is death. If they go and flow across that, they will die. So similarly, the comparison is given to this material world. In this material world, we might get success, beautiful wife, beautiful business, beautiful whatever achievement. Of course, it is applauded by a lot of people. But this happiness is only for now. There was a very famous song, you know, which said, Kal kya hoga kisko pata, abhi zindagi ka le lo maja. So this whole material contemplation is just that. How do I enjoy now? So that is limited. It is only for today, only now. Some people little advanced, they will think of today. Those who are little more advanced, they will think of tomorrow. Or maybe 1 week, or 1 month. Ek mahina. Pagar aane tak. Pagar aane ke baad, maja karo. Fir next pagar. And then, but there are some intelligent people who think of next lifetime. But there are more intelligent people, they think of eternity, not just one lifetime. Or, and eternity is very far, 84 species of life, and they think beyond that. How do I live eternally in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And such people are called intelligent people. Less sacrifice, less happiness. More sacrifice, more happiness. But if you are focused on eternally thinking, where do I exist eternally? That is the best thought. So here, the demigods are mentioned. It is even in the Bhagavatam, second canto, third chapter, I think the first 8 or 9 verses. It mentions how demigods are not ordinary people. They have the power to give you whatever you desire. It is said, you worship Lord Shiva, you will get, you will become very famous and you will have a lot of power. If you worship the moon god, you will get ability to enjoy sense gratification. And like that is there. Many if you worship the Durga Devi, you will get a lot of power, wealth. And if you worship the Ashwini Kumaras, you will get very good lifestyle, good health, good body. And if you worship, if you worship the Apsaras, you will get a beautiful wife. And like that, all that is there. It is not there. So the demigod worship is recommended by the Vedic scriptures. It is not a, every material body is doomed to die. Therefore, those who are thoughtful should not therefore endeavor for small temporary satisfaction. Sukhdev Goswami is not suggesting this demigod worship to Parikshit Maharaj or pure devotees of the Lord, because they are already engaged in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But, and then in the tenth shloka of that second canto, third chapter, he says, Akamo sarva kamo va moksha kama udharadit tivrena bhakti yogena yajate purusham param. Now here he is giving a higher principle. Of course you can worship demigods. Now we are going to have a very famous festival of Ganapati. It is very, very nicely done. Lot of devotees, lot of Maharashtrian families have it in their house and they worship very nicely. And this whole, our whole environment will be, now there is preparation going on. From 2nd it will start for almost 11 days. Everybody will be celebrating this festival. So here, then he gives a little higher principle. He says, akamo sarva kamo va moksha kama udarita tivrena bhakti yogena yajate purusham param. So he is saying, whether you have, if you are without any desire, like a pure devotee, or you are with some desire, or you are desirous of all fruitive results, sarva kamo va, you have all desire, or if you are desirous of liberation, one should with all efforts try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yajate purusham param. Then you will achieve perfection. What it will culminate in? It is culminate in Krishna consciousness. You will always be engaged in Krishna's service. This demigod worship, once Shyamananda Prabhu gave a very nice, of course in this purport it is said that even if you are struggling for wealth and you are in a very miserable state, still due to pious activity, you will get association of a beautiful woman. Or you'll have a beautiful wife. Similarly, once Shyamananda Prabhu said, the effect of pious activity, you are destined to have disease. When you get this material body, you are destined to have a diseased body. You are destined, disease won't stop affecting you. You'll always, sometime or the other, you'll be diseased. But because of your pious activities, you will have money to go to a doctor and address that disease. That is very, you will have money to go to a doctor and address your disease. So that is only what piety gives. So at the same time, Bhagavad Gita does not allow to disturb people's faith. Like I said, you know, we have this Ganpati festival. People do it very nicely. We cannot disturb anybody's faith. At the same time, Gita tells to allow people to perceive as their faith. He says, you perceive as their faith. Because if people lose faith, they will have nothing. They will have nothing else to rely on. So wherever they are, whatever faith they have, Bhagavad Gita allows them to perceive that faith. But our Vedic scriptures and Bhagavad Gita are designed such that anyone in any stage of development of the three modes of material nature, is in a mode of goodness, is in a mode of passion, is in a mode of ignorance, any state can link up and perfect his life over a period of time. This is the benefit of surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any stage you are in, you just connect to service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you can perfect your life. Even as a devotee, we have a lot of engagements and, you know, so many things. We have material pursuits also. And as a devotee, when we pass from this material life to the spiritual life, to spiritual pursuit, on the path, there are many temporary planetary systems which we might get attracted to. And if you get attracted to those planetary systems, you will have to stay back. You will have to stay there. So, a pure materialistic will just think of today, like I said. And somebody higher will think of tomorrow, day after, lifetime, few lifetimes. But a devotee has the farthest outlook. He thinks of eternity, how to perfect his life and go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada has given us this Bhagavatam. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, when he spoke on the appearance day of Srila Prabhupada, just recently, few days back, he said, we can understand Srila Prabhupada's books according to our surrender. The way we surrender, we will understand and realize Srila Prabhupada's books. According to our surrender, according to our relationship, our cooperation with each other, and how we have faith in the higher process, higher power. So when you have all these three things, we can understand Srila Prabhupada's books and Srila Prabhupada's mission very nicely. Srila Prabhupada's compassion for all, Srila Prabhupada appeared here for his compassion to suffering humanity. And because of his compassion to all of us, or for all of us, he opened the door to the spiritual world. Through his books, through his temples, through his organization, through his disciples, through the devotees. He has opened the door to the spiritual world. Radhanath Swami, in one place he said, whatever you are attached to, and that is what we take shelter of. It is very clear. Whenever we are attached to some things, and whenever we are in difficulty, we take shelter of that thing. So similarly, at the time of death, we will take shelter of that thing we are attached to. Somehow, by the mercy of devotees, we have got this environment where we can get attached to the deities, to the Lord, to the devotees, to Bhagavatam. And if we can maintain that attachment to the last breath of our life, we can perfect our life. So I think on this topic, I could share this. If you would like to add something, Sukumar Prabhu would like to add something. Sukumar Krishna Prabhu. Any questions or any queries, we can try to answer. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. This divine grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Amal Puranam Shri Bhagavat Bhagavatam Srimad Bhagavatam ki Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki.